Prize.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Where is the riskiest place to be on planet Earth? And it exists in most every country of the planet, too. We're going to get to that. The World Health Organization chimes in. They got this one right, believe it or not. But they won't go into the real solutions like we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Listen, I recognize there's a lot of scary stuff going on planet Earth right now. Not like there's ever been scary stuff before, but, I mean, it's getting pretty bizarre out there. Last hour we were talking about the human DNA and animal DNA mixtures and what that would lead to. Yeah, we've got toxins coming in from food, water, and air. We got genetic abominations. We got the vaccine issue. We got the chemtrails. Yeah, I mean, there's so much. You go, I can't get up in the morning, Rob, right? What is this? Too heavy. It's too much. And I would feel for you. I understand that. I felt that in this lifetime from time to time. But, you know, look at how easy life has gotten in the big scheme of things over the course of, last 100-plus years. When sanitation and hygiene and nutrition, by and large, became more than adequately available to so many. And population exploded. And, infant mortality declined tremendously. And length of life. Well, this is a tricky thing when we talk about longevity. Sometimes I'll get this question posed to me. Say, Robert Scott Bell, you're saying that we're doing so much worse today, but I look at the statistics and we're living longer than ever. Well, I mean, if you read some of the ancient religious texts, you'll say, well, maybe we're not living that long. But suffice it to say, when they had infant mortality rates that were extraordinarily much higher than they are today, it would skew the longevity statistics downward significantly. From, let's say if you got past infancy and childhood and you live, you were likely to live a very long life if it wasn't taken out by war. You know, warfare, that's a whole other story. But you lived into your 70s and 80s, sometimes 90s. Some people lived to the 80s, and they lived to centenarians, over 100. People lived a long time, a lot longer than they do today. But simply solving a lot of the problems of infant mortality has allowed this so-called statistic to go up. But look at the way people are living in the Western world as they age. They are declining. They're kept alive by technology and drugs, but not in a viable, vital way. You know, if I'm talking about longevity, do I want to be hooked up to a machine in my 60s, 70s, or 80s and say that's living? That's not the same thing. And my dad understood that. Bless him. You know, early 70s, he left this earth. He could have probably lived longer, but he did not like living life hooked up to a machine. When his kidneys had failed. And he had been through a lot of modern medicine prior to that damaged him to the point where in his early 70s, his kidneys were done. And he could not stomach living more than 6-7 months on dialysis, and it was it. The human spirit, has that choice to make. He didn't want to live as a machine. Some people I know, I have friends that, are older, they have survived 10 years on dialysis. Bless them if you can do it. But I would argue that if we're wearing out our organs and systems, we are absolutely running our machine wrong. But that is, the symptoms. These are the symptom pictures. Do we listen or do we shoot out the warning light by going to dunderheaded doctors who are willing to take out our body parts or drug us until we have to? Because we have, for instance, cancer of the bladder. And this story this hour we launch with, man says he was mishandled by airport screener again. This should not be news, except for the fact that this guy had his bladder removed. He had, what they call a urostomy bag.
basically an external bladder where the urine goes into, and it's not a nice thing to have happen. But if you're catheterized, this, you might have one, or if the bladder is completely done for, they bypass it, and this guy's walking around with an external bladder. And the TSA, the Transportation Security, oh man, I hate even saying them. The Fourth Amendment violating agency goes in and just kind of gropes around and squeezes and even tells them, hey, listen, I got an external urostomy bag here. Please be careful. They squeeze the darn thing. It explodes up. And this man, you know, what are you going to do? You've got urine all over you. Can we design a urostomy bag that when a TSA agent approaches it, it goes all over the TSA agent and leaves the person with the bag? I mean, this is a two-pronged issue here. One is, why does somebody have bladder cancer to the point where they have to remove their bladder or bypass it? And the other part is, why do we have to have a TSA agency that violates the Fourth Amendment and treats us all as criminals instead of utilizing intelligent means by which to assess threat? See, these questions are, you know, not answered by our government, because they're also invested in their growth, in their perpetuity, in their, I don't know what they call it. A lot of them don't participate in Social Security. They got their own cushy deal. And I mentioned Ron Paul at the end of the last hour, because he's got more military people supporting him than all the other Republican candidates combined. They don't realize it yet. He is the front runner in this regard. But he's not even in that system, the congressional system. He opted out because he believes it's unconstitutional. How's that for integrity? You don't see that every day, and he's retired from Congress. He's all in for the presidency. Very exciting times, too. But very scary times, too, as we talk about some of these stories. And I have to remain very positive and upbeat, because I think that just like as people have come to me over the years with cancer or other ailments that have been given up for dead by the medical community, it is only then in some cases that people are willing to change and live differently. And that's the positive aspect of our freedom, the free will that has been granted us by that which created us all. The free will to screw up. And I don't want the government getting in the way of my ability to screw up any more than my child's ability to screw up. How do they learn? How do they learn about hot? They burn themselves on the stove. How do they learn about gravity? They fall off the playground swing set, whatever. And they learn in a way that the government, oh, we can't have people eating dietary supplements that we don't approve of. They might get hurt. Well, they're not getting hurt, Dick Durbin. They're getting hurt by all the things you approve of. So if the FDA approves it, it's likely something you don't want to mess with. By the way, another thing I'm going to be covering soon are the lung problems of our troops coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq. Very sad story because of the way they'll be treated by the VA medical system that doesn't understand the necessity of increasing glutathione levels in these people. But what do we do? TSA, what is the power we have? Even under the government, the constitutional government that seems to not exist anymore, if we acknowledge and we like the Constitution as it was written, and we recognize there are ways to change it by legitimate amendments, what do we have? What do we have? What power do the people have when John Boehner says we need a super Congress, when Harry Reid says it, McConnell says it, Obama says it? They want to violate the Constitution by creating things that don't exist yet. Well, they already did with the passage of, the 1913 Federal Reserve Act, which basically destroyed the Coinage Act of 1792, which was still never repealed, never modified. Yet they pretend, oh, yes, it's constitutional. Yeah, I'm going to hold my tongue here because, I, you know, it's not nice to cuss, and I can't cuss on the air, but you know, it's not like underneath. I want, just holding it back. What power do we have? What power do you have? The power to nullify is yours. As I say, the power to heal is yours. But the power to nullify is yours even more so if we talk about it in terms of a very simple action where you withdraw consent of your captors, of your enslavers. You no longer feed them the energy that they need, desire, and want from you in order to sustain themselves artificially. Artificially. In an abominable kind of way. Slavery exists today when you have to ask permission to utilize a dietary supplement from your overlords, from the FDA, or from your state agencies that abide by the FDA. But no, the states could nullify. The local communities are nullifying. We had towns in Maine. We have towns in Washington State now. Local municipalities nullifying the Food Safety Modernization Act, nullifying the FDA. August 20th, 2011, coming up in Kansas City, Missouri, the 10th Amendment Center is hosting another Nullify Now conference. Tom Woods will be there. Yours truly will be there. I hope you will plan to be there as well in the heartland of America in KC, August 20th. We've got links to nullifynow.com. Check it out. really positive and powerful things are happening. Nullify the TSA. We almost did it in Texas, except for Governor Rick Perry, who pretends to be a Tea Party favorite. He was the guy, remember him, in Texas? He said, oh, we need to force all little girls in Texas to get the GSK and the Merck Gardasil shot. Or Cervarix. We gotta get them all to shot up with this thing causing neurological paralysis and cancer in little girls and now little boys. Rick Perry's your man? I don't think so. The Bilderbergers love him? I don't think I love him. What about you? The number, 800-259-5791, to call into the Robert Scott Bell Show today, final hour of this week's show. And then we, of course, have Monday through Friday through naturalnewsradio.com. Remember the phone number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, to be part of the show this hour. Now the story, lung problems found in Iraq, Afghan vets coming back. Shortness of breath and reduced fitness among some military veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan may be caused by lung damage from smoke, sandstorms, and toxins. They actually acknowledge toxins. Researchers who performed lung biopsies on 38 veterans with unexplained breathing problems found a form of tissue damage called constrictive bronchiolitis that is rare in young adults and doesn't show up in standard tests. And in all but one case, a lacy black pigment also coated the delicate lung surfaces. We are sending our youngest over to die for what? And if they live, they come back with not only post-traumatic stress disorder, but dramatic lung diseases for which modern medicine has no answer. We here at the Robert Scott Bell Show have the answer, and we're going to reveal it on the other side of this break. Yeah, just stay with me. Go to robertscottbell.com. Link up to all the wonderful things going on there as well. If you want to be part of the program, 800-259-5791. Rocking the health world like nowhere else in media. Coming right back after this. Say thanks to the sponsors.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful
powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oregano P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oregano P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Some people might think I'm a hothead because I get upset a lot on the air, but if you read some of these stories, you'd be upset unless you're not alive. We are alive and vital here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com, sign up for alerts there, as well as naturalnewsradio.com. You can sign up for email alerts every day for the show now, 6 days a week, 5 days through Natural News Radio. If you miss anything, the archives on GCN are available, and it streams on and on and on and on, which is great. We're talking about the troops here. What upsets me greater than this? Well, so this is a big one. Sending them over, they come back with lung disease. It's like black lung disease almost, a black lacy pigment along the delicate lung surfaces. What are we doing? Now, some quotes here from Dr. Robert Miller of Vanderbilt University Medical Center. He says, we believe they've deployed to some pretty toxic environments. They're exposed to burning solid waste, burning human waste, particularly in Iraq, and consistently exposed to fine particulate matter that's easily inhaled deeply into the lungs at a level that's above what's desirable. Like any level is desirable, Dr. Miller. Dust storms and combat smoke may also be a factor. How about depleted uranium shells that they fired off? Remember ionizing radiation damage to lung tissue? You breathe that in? Yeah, that's another big problem. What are we going to do? What do we have to do? You want to do something good for the troops? You get them on anything that enhances their glutathione production. You get them on One World Whey. The One World WHEY, the whey protein that enhances, increases glutathione production. You know how much glutathione your lung cells, the pulmonary cells need to detoxify there? My gosh, the kind of things we're breathing in all over the world, much less the troops over there. Get them home. Get them on some One World Whey. Get them on some extra selenium. That's right. Get them on some extra whole food selenium. Call up Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com to do that. 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. And if you want to get the troops, you want to send them a care package, get them on the One World Whey. Mix up some packets for them. 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. We also can nebulize silver hydrosol, because silver will eradicate any microbial infections, whether it be bacterial, viral, or fungal. It will reduce inflammation. It's kind of a cleansing agent, and it will stimulate the recovery, the integrity of tissue that's been damaged. Now, that's not the only thing. I've talked with my good buddy Chris Barr, nutritional historian. He's on this all over it for many years. With lung problems, we take that herbal tincture of lobelia, L-O-B-E-L-I-A. We don't want to overindulge in it, but we'll take a dropperful, and we'll put it in a large glass of water and sip on the water. And it's miraculous how much is recovered, how much lung function is recovered. The cilia recovers. And that's what we want to restore. Connective tissue, of course, is silica. We come back to silica. Cilia, silica. Think about it. The connective tissue is everything. Take the silicon challenge. We're going to talk to Chris at the bottom of the hour. There's a stunning story about diabetes drugs for eight-year-old girls with not diabetes. They don't have diabetes, but they're giving them the drug. Why? They want to prevent polycystic ovarian disease, POD. Stunning. I can't make this up. But first and foremost, there are stories, there are studies that are so bizarre that they, you know, find out what should be absolutely obvious to any of us. And yet some people pay for these studies, American taxpayers. Where does this come from? And it is so bizarre and so wasteful in the spending, we could have done it for no money. So we bring this to you every week whenever we can find them. And this story can only be this week's moment of what?
Moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, this week's moment of duh. It does relate to the lungs, but it also relates to the heart. as we find out that a study shows that returning to smoking after heart attacks ups your death risk. I can't make this up.
That's right. After a heart attack, quitting smoking may offer a patient more benefits than any medication. But Italian researchers say the flip side is that resuming smoking after leaving the hospital can raise the same patient's risk of dying as much as fivefold. Hey, anybody out there confused about this? No, this is a moment of duh. On average, by the way, people who started smoking again after being hospitalized for acute coronary syndrome, ACS they call it, crushing chest pain that often signals a heart attack, were more than three times as likely to die within a year as people who successfully quit in a study led by Dr. Furio Colavici of San Filippo Nero Hospital in Rome. He says this, relapse is a major risk factor for long-term survival. Okay, this is according to Dr. David Katz. He's from the internal medicine at University of Iowa, Carver College of Medicine in Iowa City. Quitting smoking has similar life-saving effect for ACS patients as taking recommended drugs to lower blood pressure or cholesterol. Okay. See, this is where they're all on crack, because it's like, oh, no, we'll replace smoking with drugs and pretend that that's better. Well, it's equally bad. And if you want to quit smoking, I would suggest listen to one of the Healing Revolution segments that I did with Dr. Frank King. If you go to naturalnewsradio.com, find the archives for the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go back a few weeks and pick out one of the ones with Dr. King. And we went intensely into how to quit smoking with homeopathic medicine and other substances that can help you. And at the very least, even if you continue smoking, how to detoxify from the dangerous impact of what is in the cigarette smoke, which, believe it or not, one of the least of the offensive ingredients is tobacco. Yeah, that's right. Numerous synthetic additives, over 1,000, maybe between 1,000 and 2,000. Toxic substances, also cadmium, depleting selenium. Kick that selenium into gear. Get that selenium going. And again, as I remind you with the troops, what can you do to help them? Increase, enhance their ability to produce glutathione. If you can get, raw, clean dairy, that will help you. Or in the case of the One World Way, the pasture dairy that they have there that are non-toxic, no RBGH, no synthetics. These are things that are going to help you along with the selenium. If you do the NAC, the N-acetylcysteine, remember, that is your precursor to glutathione production. But remember, if you don't have adequate stores of selenium, you can't produce it. And there's another story I covered this week. I don't have it in front of me. I apologize. But it was another, almost a moment of duh. They found sea vegetation is good for you. Oh, my gosh. It can produce, it has peptides that are very similar to the peptides found in dairy products, the healthy dairy products that can help you in so many ways. Sea vegetation. And by the way, Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com has the sea vegetation you want at 866-424-1077. So give my good friend Jonathan a call this week, won't you? And get on the good stuff that will help counteract all of this on top of the ionizing radiation levels that are increasing, not only for our troops overseas that are exposed to depleted uranium and all the things that are around them, but those around the world, particularly in Japan and, of course, in Alaska, Pacific Northwest, British Columbia and Canada, you listening? As well as the west coast of the United States, Washington, Oregon, California, where they've detected higher levels of background radiation and radiation in the food supply. What are you doing? As I said, it can be scary. It could immobilize us into fear. We become the deer in the headlights and we do nothing because it's too much. Or you become the powerhouse that you are to take control of your environment the best way you can. The only way you can. By putting the good things in, avoiding the things that you can't avoid, those that you can't, counteracting them with the things you learn about right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Listen, I'll tell you about the most dangerous place to be in a little while, but when we come back from this break, my dear friend Christopher Barr joins me to talk about a diabetes drug used in 8-year-old kids with not diabetes. Why? We'll get into that after this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for being here. If you ever miss anything, don't worry. The show streams throughout the week on GCNlive.com. At the website there, we have links as well at robertscottbell.com to it, as well as my daily show, Monday through Friday now through Natural News Radio. Thanks to Mike Adams and the crew at Natural News. We got that growing and going, and it is great 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And also the archives available to you if you ever miss a show. Sign up for email alerts in both places, and you'll be plugged in. Now, another, I'd almost call this a moment of dub, but it's really a moment of massive absurdity, medical massive absurdity. And this relates to, guess what doctors are doing now? They're putting, they want to put kids, little girls, 8-year-old girls, on diabetes medication. Now you're saying, well, of course they do. They have diabetes, right, Robert? Well, no, they don't even have it. They want to use metformin for 8-year-old girls to shield them from what they call infertility due to polycystic ovarian disease. They're saying, well, girls who are born with a very low birth weight and begin developing pubic hair at a very early age are at high risk of developing PCOS, so they want to basically give them metformin. They're developing pubic hair early because their whole endocrine system is wrecked. They are deficient. Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started. So that's why I have my dear friend, Christopher Barr, to bring a little sanity back into the equation here. Metformin for little girls with no diabetes, Chris. What's going on?
Well, medical idiocy is what's going on.
yes.
You know, the article even notes from the study that this polycystic ovarian syndrome begins with an excess of insulin in the body. Well, for many, many years now, chromium deficiency has been specifically linked to polycystic ovarian syndrome. Because the reason there's an excess of insulin is because they're lacking chromium, which is also why children under the age of 10 are the fastest growing segment of adult diabetics. Yes, you heard me right. Adult diabetics under 10, because that's what they've called type 2 diabetes for years. But since it's the fastest growing segment in children, not yet adults, they're slowly dropping off the adult onset that it's been called for decades. It's a chromium deficiency. By the way, Robert, the Centers for Disease Control has listed that chromium deficiency results in infertility, which is why they're addressing polycystic ovarian syndrome, because it leads to infertility. Again, it's a chromium issue.
No. It's obviously a metformin deficiency. I mean, this is like vitamin M, an essential nutrient that they just discovered.
Yeah. Well, I get people off metformin all the time by just getting the proper form of chromium and the right amount into them, and then they quit taking their metformin because, I mean, not immediately, but within a matter of weeks to months, they don't need metformin anymore. Because they don't have a metformin deficiency. There's no drug deficiency that causes this. The body's producing more insulin because insulin and glucose tolerance factor, which is a chromium-containing molecule, are cofactors. When the chromium is absent or reduced, the GTF molecule is absent or reduced. So the conversion with the sugar is less efficient from the insulin, so the body produces more insulin that it can do, since it can't manufacture minerals out of thin air. It increases the insulin production so that with a lower efficiency rate, you'll get better sugar metabolism. Of course, excess insulin causes a lot of other problems, especially over a sustained period of time. So the body's reacting to you not giving it enough chromium. So give it the chromium it needs. The excess insulin ceases to be excessive.
Sure.
And no more blood sugar problems, no more polycystic ovarian disease.
And Chris,
the CDC knows it.
Yeah, they do. And of course, Chris, another thing I mentioned, I was kind of hinting at, the monkeying with the endocrine system, so many disruptors due to deficiencies, of course, of these nutrients, as well as the toxic interaction with the world at large, which depletes a lot of minerals, as well as has some direct inflammatory damage to the endocrine system. And it creates all of these aberrations in these little children that develop into, you know, puberty at 8, which is ridiculous. Listen, we got to take a break. Chris Barr is going to hang on another segment here. We're going to talk about a new dangerous FDA drug. Wait, the FDA actually says it's dangerous? Oh, my gosh. If they're saying it's dangerous, it might be nuclear. We're going to talk about it relates to cardiovascular health, your heart, after this break. More with Chris Barr right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Don't go anywhere. Say thanks to our sponsors.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Hira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. 424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Right! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Godzilla!
You know how the FDA backtracks on drugs only after it kills thousands, tens of thousands, maybe 100,000 or more? Well, you know, a weird thing has happened. I don't know if it's a Twilight Zone moment. I got Chris Barr on to help me understand what the heck is happening with the FDA. It only took them 2 years to actually talk about a dangerous cardiovascular drug. They call it Multac. This is a Sanofi drug. They halted a trial of its drug after there were twice as many heart attacks, strokes, and deaths among patients taking the drug compared with patients taking a placebo. What the heck? Is the FDA on drugs or are they off drugs on this one, Chris? This is weird.
Well, they're kind of off drugs, but it's one of those CYA moments. This is one of the many drugs that were pre-approved before they finished the approval process. What that means is if the big drug companies who have lots of billions of dollars to throw around, if they pay a few million bucks to the FDA, then they can get a pre-approval as long as the drug has been shown to have a moderate degree of effectiveness and that it isn't instantly recognizable as dangerous. So that's why we have so many of these scandals that come out after 5, 8, 10 years.
Yeah.
They never really completed the studies. Well, this one, after just 2 years of pre-approval, they've actually shown more than twice as many deaths and strokes, et cetera. So in other words, they're giving people with heart disease a drug for their heart disease that causes more than twice as many deaths from their heart disease as those with heart disease who didn't take this drug and took anything else for that matter.
Well, and almost 250,000 Americans were given a prescription for the pill just the last month.
Yeah, and the news story didn't do the math, but I did. If you do the math, based on their study of 3,000, they had 18 additional deaths over those not taking it. So if you do the math, that means we have, based on Americans currently taking that drug, 1,500 extra Americans looking to be dead from taking this drug. Now, we've never had, in fact, every nutrient and dietary supplement on the planet combined hasn't killed 1,500 people in the history of the world.
Yeah, it's a good perspective there, but you're right.
We've got a drug that's shown in studies to kill, that many based on who's taking it in just America alone. But the FDA didn't take it off the market. They just gave a warning that people should be aware of this. So
Dude, you know, we know, for instance, if we talk cardiovascular health, we've talked about the role of selenium and chromium and silicon as well. What about the Crataegus, the hawthorn berry? I mean, if it killed one person, they would ban hawthorn berry on planet Earth. FDA would make sure nobody could have it.
Yeah, well, that one's managed to escape them. I've personally seen people's lives saved with Dr. Christopher's hawthorn berry heart syrup. They've even got heart on the label. The FDA hasn't gotten after them after all these years. I'm still not sure how they get away with that.
Don't say anything.
I've never known anyone who had a heart problem that they could feel, no matter what the issue was, whether it's angina, irregular or fast heartbeats, mitral valve prolapses. I've dealt with all of these in individuals. And if they have a problem they can feel, they will feel an improvement in less than 30 days following just the label amount of a half a teaspoon three times a day. And I tell people, heck with that amount, take at least double that, because you really can't overtake it. And it's one of the few remedies that people actually like to take because it tastes good. And it just causes any kind of a heart ailment to improve slowly but surely, and sometimes more quickly than slowly but surely.
Yeah, it can be very rapid, the intervention. And you know, then they say, well, you've got to be very careful because if you take this herb, it might, you know, be a bad interaction with your drug. It's like, never do they say, maybe we should look at this drug that may have a bad interaction with itself or the 10 other drugs you're on. It's always the herb that they're going after.
Yeah, well, the primary issue is digoxin or digitalis, which they hardly use anymore because it's so dangerous, even for them to use. But the answer there isn't, oh, be careful about using hawthornberry. It's quit taking the digitalis and digoxin.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything that it does that has benefit, the hawthornberry does, and without any of the side effects, and it does a lot of other good for the heart as well. I mean, it's really just a moment of duh if you just looked at the pros and cons.
There are plenty of them. I try to limit it to one a week, but sometimes it's really hard to do that.
Yeah, well, especially when this one just slapped me in the face the other day. I mean, it's just brand new this weekend on Sanofi, which, by the way, is Pasteur hiding behind the skirts of Sanofi that is making this drug that's killing people of the very problem it's supposed to treat.
Yeah.
And that only rates a warning from the FDA.
Well, Chris, I appreciate you helping me parse this other duck-type moment, whether it be metformin for 8-year-old girls in POD or whether it be this heart drug that is unneeded and our ability to utilize something that is needed and helpful like the hawthorn berry. Listen, when we come back from this break, I'm going to talk to you about the most dangerous place on the planet to be. And almost all over the world, they have these. So be careful. We'll tell you where it is after this break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Chris Barr, you can find him at notadoc.org. We'll be right back.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
Yeah, we talked a lot about Europe today, how they've gotten it right in some places, like Hungary banning GMOs, making it a felony to transport and plant GMO seeds. I mean, that's good. I'm going to give them their props. I mean, they don't always get it right. You know, there was another story I hardly had time to cover. It was about the we covered the smoking issue, but there was a drug called Chantix. And they're saying in Europe that, oh, it's okay, the benefits outweigh the risk, even though Chantix is killing smokers faster than smoking would kill them. Not to, you know, again, not to berate the issue of tobacco, but tobacco is hardly the least of ingredients in there with all the other chemicals they throw in there. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And I told you I'd be covering the most dangerous place to be on planet Earth. And, you know, you think, well, it's got to be Afghanistan, right? Or, you know, somewhere where there are terrorists lurking about. Well, it turns out the most dangerous place to be is a very government-approved and regulated place to be, around the world, in fact. And it's this is according to the World Health Organization. Now, I take a lot of times with the WHO what they say with a grain of salt, but it doesn't mean that they're never right, right? They can get some of these things right, but, of course, their solutions are usually going to be wrong. Millions of people die each year from what? Medical errors and infections linked to health care and going into hospitals. That's right. You heard it. Hospitals. Government sanctioned, regulated, approved hospitals. The world's most dangerous places to be. More dangerous, far riskier than flying, according to the World Health Organization. Now, we go back to the year 2000 report in the Journal of the American Medical Association. You'll understand, you know, that it's not new news. The World Health Organization is finally acknowledging it, I guess. I don't know what takes them so long. We talk about the Barbara Starfield report about the 106,000 to 225,000 Americans dying every year. If you were admitted to a hospital tomorrow in any country, I said this is global, any country, your chances of being subjected to an error in your care would be something like 1 in 10. 10%? Those are not good odds. Not that I believe in odds per se, but they understand stats in this case. Not a good place to be. Your chances of dying due to an error in healthcare and its disease management, they call it healthcare, would be 1 in 300, according to Liam Donaldson, the WHO's newly appointed envoy for patient safety. He's going to be out of a job soon, I bet, because he's promoting the truth. We can't have that at the WHO. We are a pharmaceutical propaganda agency. Now, this is compared again to 1 in 10 million passengers die in the air in air crashes. 1 in 300 in a hospital. It shows that healthcare generally worldwide still has a long way to go. Yeah, they don't even recognize health in healthcare. As we say, hundreds of millions of people suffer from infection. In fact, we have Chris on. Chris, are you there? Chris Barr, my guest, he's not a doc.org, parsing these details in a numerical way. He's got a really great mathematical mind. We're talking about hundreds of millions of people suffering from infections, and it's really staggering how many more infections they have in Europe. Again, this is where Europe's doing a little better, maybe a lot better than those of us here in America with dealing with these infections. Chris, you on? Tom, do we have Chris on the line still? Chris, hey, what was the status here? We got in Europe In each year in the United States, it says 1.7 million infections acquired in the hospital, these dangerous hospitals, leading to, what, 100,000 deaths. Far higher rate than evidently in Europe, where they have 4.5 million infections and only 37,000 deaths. What's going on, man?
Yeah, and it's amazing. The they don't even note in the story. You have to figure it out or notice it. Numbers always jump out at me. So they've got almost three times as many infections in Europe. So you'd think, man, are they inept? Except they have less than half as many deaths as we have in the U.S. from infections. So what that means is they have a lot more infections that happen, but they're far more effective at treating the infections because there are six times as many deaths from infection percentage-wise in the U.S. than in Europe. So even though Europe has three times as many infections, they treat them much better. So we have almost three times as many deaths in America from much less infection. So who are the real inept medical officers then? The Europeans that allow the infections or the U.S. who allow three times as many people to die from one-third as many infections?
Well, is this an argument for implementing Obamacare right now? I mean, when they're institutionalizing things that already don't work and making them even more, let's say, forced upon the people. I mean, this is where we talk about the absolute absurdity. If the Democrats really believe they're for the little people, they should want to free up all the healers to heal, bring out all the herbs, the supplements, the homeopathics to let the little people, the poor people among us, to have access to the things that would genuinely bring nutrition back into their lives. We should be having, like, you know, raw milk cows, the real milk cows, available in all the inner cities, right? If we can graze them, find a plot of land with some sun and some shine. And, of course, we could provide nutrition that would counteract all of these issues, so many of them, including diabetes among the poorest among us.
Yes, absolutely, if they really cared to think that way. But for whatever reason, and we could spend a lot of time we don't have on that, they don't do it that way. But, yeah, I think you got a good point here. The most dangerous place on the planet is the hospital.
Hmm. Yeah, and, you know, you think about all of these things like war zones and stuff. You're likely to come out of a war zone much more, I don't say healthy, but certainly you walk out of it much more likely than sometimes these hospitals with the stats. They're very, very frightening. And I've always said this for many years. You know, we would recognize the role of acute trauma interventions if necessary. I mean, a lot of those things we also should need. We would learn about stitching up or doing things at home rather than going to the doc in the box on the corner. But the reality is you can go in for something as simple as an acute injury. And you could end up acquiring an infection for which in America they're like just as likely to kill you than cure you.
Yep, absolutely. And this is from errors. You know, the Obamacare or health scam solution is to make everybody buy insurance. They know, it's right here in the article, that they're making errors, that if they just followed a checklist, they can reduce surgery complications by 33% and deaths by 50%. By the way, this isn't new information, Robert. It's been known for many years.
Yes.
How come they don't require the hospitals and everyone in medicine to follow these basic safety measures rather than making people buy into this unsafe system?
Well, I remember interviewing a Dr. Harvey Biggleson some months ago. He had a book called Doctors Are More Harmful Than Germs. And you know, this only strengthens that reality, that it's ultimately the doctor's responsibility, is it not? I mean, they're the go-between between Big Pharma, whatever. And if the docs were free, let's say, to acknowledge the dangers and then move toward the natural medicines that we do, even the silver that we utilize, we could eradicate most of these infections, and if they occurred, we could undo them without killing the patient. What a miracle that would be, Chris. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for being here, by the way.
Hey, great to be here. Keep on with the good healing word.
All right. Well, we got lots more to do on Monday, the Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Bitar and a whole heap of healing surprises through my Natural News radio show on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we continue to rock the health world and literally bring the power to heal back to you. And that's what I'm here to remind you, that, in fact, the power to heal is yours.